Yugoslavia's parliament approved a new government yesterday. The prime minister says one of his main goals is to further open Yugoslavia to the outside world. The country was isolated by the West during the rule of former president Slobodan Milosevic. With Milosevic behind bars at The Hague, foreign aid money will be going to Yugoslavia. Last month at a donors' conference in Brussels, Western governments pledged more than $1 billion. The country desperately needs it. Millions of people are out of work. The average monthly salary is about $80. Economists say it will take far more money for the country to recover. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
According to Milko Štimac, a leading Belgrade economist, the statistics tell it all.
In one word, we are bankrupted. Our economy, in fact, is more or less dead.
And to wake Yugoslavia's economy from the dead will require no less than a miracle. The country's debt exceeds its GDP by 3 times. Officially, a third of the population is out of work, but economist Štimac says it's closer to about a half. And the economy now generates only a third of the revenue it created before 1990. Milan Pajevic is a foreign policy advisor to the Yugoslav government.
Our economic situation is so terrible that even with the 10 donors conference, I'm not quite sure that we will be in position to say that we are on a safe zone.
10 years ago, IMT produced 40,000 tractors a year. The plant just outside Belgrade made the prestigious Ferguson brand. They were imported around the world, including to the United States. Yugoslavia once sent hundreds of IMT tractors to Africa to help develop its agricultural sector. Radil Popovic has been a welder at the factory for 2 decades.
At that time, we wouldn't be able to talk like we're talking now because it was too loud in here. One year, for Tito's birthday, we made 200 tractors in one shift.
Today, IMT rolls out fewer than 2,000 tractors a year. Stacks of sheet metal lie rusting on the 150-acre campus. Small trees grow out of the cracks in the pavement, and this morning, workers sit around and play cards. The assembly line barely operates. 90% of the workers here have lost their jobs over the past decade, and the ones who remain are often forced to take collective vacations when the factory can no longer pay salaries. Yasim Ristic is a union shop steward at IMT.
In 1990, inflation went up, and every day we had less and less work. Everything started to collapse around us because the people who ran the company robbed it.
Under Slobodan Milosevic, party loyalists were given control over state-owned companies like IMT. At the same time, the regime ended trade with Croatia, where most IMT tractors went. Add to that international sanctions, and IMT collapsed, practically overnight. But now that Milosevic is gone, says economist Milko Štimac, little has changed at IMT or many other factories across Yugoslavia.
There are still the same old tycoons or cronies around the government.
And Štimac adds that the country will not make an economic recovery unless it stamps out the culture of corruption that ruled during the Milosevic era. Štimac and other economists fault the government for waiting 9 months before passing a law on privatization. The government has yet to reform the tax code since it took power last October.
To start reforms now, after 10 devastating years, is a tremendous task. But these politicians spent 10 years in opposition, so they had enough time to prepare all draft laws and everything they needed.
But Yugoslav President Vojislav Koštunica has begged for patience as the country recovers from decades of communism and 10 years of Milosevic. His government also points out that despite a pledge of $1 billion in aid from the International Donors Conference last month, only a third of the money is expected to reach Yugoslavia. The rest will be applied toward Yugoslavia's foreign debts. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.